Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Rachel. Crap. Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels. Not. Broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C's second floor Digital World Press Center.
Dang. Oh, boy.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, not broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C on the second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center in the KXLY building. It is a Tuesday. It's 8-6-2024. Hello, Steve.
Woo! Woo! Hello, not Jay. Hi, Kevin.
That is a lesson for you kids out there. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Is that
just
what
keep
that
plowing
is?
Through. Yeah, I could have given up when I made mistakes.
Yeah, that
I
is did. True.
I didn't. I just kept trying it.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel?
Probably annoying, I bet, to most of the listeners.
Okay.
But at the end of it, I felt good, like I accomplished something.
You certainly did. And
I certainly did.
I don't know. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a good job.
It's kind of fun. I realize it's one of those things where you just got to get on autopilot with it. Like there was when I did the announcing for Gonzaga Men's Basketball for 14 years.
Uh-huh.
He did the public address announcing, and it was, there were certain sponsorships that were every year.
Right.
And if I looked at the script and read them, mm-hmm. I was in trouble. But if I just said them, I had them so memorized. You know what I mean? I had done them for so many games for so many years. I knew exactly what to say. And it was that weird thing. That's where I feel like Jay is. If you gave Jay this to read, he'd be like, huh? No, can't read. Just it's in there, it's ingrained in the brain forever.
Can't read, must do.
Yeah.
Just do.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is sometimes, right? When you really have something in your brain, it's just easier to let the brain go on autopilot.
Okay.
And do the words.
That makes sense. I mean, is it, it's partially an inflection thing, or is it also just the words themselves?
Yeah,
or?
No, I think that is true. I do think you have a maybe like a sing-songy melody to it, or that doesn't totally make sense. But yeah, like the inflection.
No, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like a rhythm, how you say it.
Yeah, no, I think I might have mentioned this before. I have an aunt who, she doesn't really do this anymore because nobody really leaves voicemails too much anymore. But when we had like a home phone when I was growing up, she would leave messages if we were out, and she would go, "Hi, it's Susie. Just wanted to see how you're doing," and kind of like a singy thing.
Okay.
And I think if she did not do that, it would throw us off, but maybe her too.
You'd never know it was Susie.
That's true. Never know. We never know.
Hey, so, Steve, we're how many minutes in, and I've just made a mess over here.
Oh.
I tried to open up my sparkling water, and it went shooty-shooty all over me.
All right. Well, that's one
shot all over my shirt. Luckily, it's just on my shirt, nothing else.
So far.
Let's listen to the bubbles. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
I thought you could hear it better.
You're saying we can't hear it better?
Could you hear it okay?
Yeah, I could hear it. I mean,
no, I thought it was going to be really, really something.
I mean, it, you're
going on to cold ice. But you know what? It didn't really make the noise I wanted it to.
Mm. Well, you know, Kevin, you're really something.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You're not retaliating on that one?
In this situation, oh, I might.
Oh, I'm going to start doing it. You get to work before I do. Tomorrow morning, baby. Let's start this.
Man, if you put up my windshield wipers.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it, bro?
Kevin James.
Nothing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, we made it one day, Steve. One day of me being happy with you all day yesterday, building you up, telling you great job, you know, and you really did do a good job yesterday filling in over there. I know it's a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You did great.
But
today, I think you're fine. You're going to do a good job on the show, but you're just being a little brat over there already.
A brat? That doesn't seem very kind.
Well, I know, so stop doing it.
Okay, I'll stop.
Steve is in his, when he wants to argue details of things, which is so great. It's so fun. I told him a joke, an inappropriate joke off the air about Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't really get it. And I go, well, see, the funny thing is the guy says, I'm not even Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, yeah, but that could be anybody. I go, what do you mean it could be anybody? Well, I mean, anybody could say that. So then I told the joke with a different person. And he goes, yeah, see, it could be anybody. I'm like, but it's funnier because it's Willie Nelson and what Willie looks like. And you just were not getting down with the jokes today.
I mean,
you like to, will you admit, you love to argue the technical things.
I'm not going to say that I don't love to do that.
Yeah, I think you do. It's funny. I have a good time debating with you.
Yeah. Okay, that will be my only one of the day. I have met my quota. We're good. We're done.
Oh, I don't get crazy.
What?
Okay, for many years, Steve, I've thought about a tattoo, right?
Okay, yeah, yes, we've talked about this.
And I've been like, I don't know, what would I get? And I kind of decided on one a while back, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, that's what I'm going to do. But I've never done it, and I don't know that I ever will.
Okay.
You're in the same boat, right? No want of a tattoo?
I don't know, just not my... I think I would look weird with a tattoo first off, and also... I don't know. I would be scared to get one. There's lots of reasons.
I've realized the greatest tattoo is the Olympic tattoo.
Only if you're an Olympian, though.
Well, I mean, anybody could. See, there he is, folks. There he is. Only if you're an Olympian. Yeah, that is correct. Only if you're an Olympian.
Well, I mean, what? I can't imagine you getting an Olympic tattoo.
No. I'm not saying me getting a tattoo. The Olympians that get the Olympic tattoo, it is like the ultimate tattoo. Do you agree with that? It's so cool. Like,
oh yeah,
very
for sure.
Few people get a chance to do that, and you just put on an Olympic tattoo. I've been seeing a lot of them, obviously, at the Olympics, and I'm just like, okay, now that's a cool tattoo. If I was an Olympian, you better believe I'd get that tattoo.
Where would you get it? Is the question.
Ooh, depends on what event I did.
Okay, so I noticed a lot of swimmers, they have it on their arms.
On their arms,
or like
yeah.
Their, you know, biceps or something like that. Would you do that if you were a swimmer?
I might go, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or maybe on my thigh.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because your body gets shown a lot, right? Like they show your legs, kicking your arm. I don't know. You could just, it would be very visible on your thigh, but you could also hide it then.
Okay.
Right?
That's fair. But if you were someone like, let's say a shot putter, what would you do?
Oh, you then for sure put it on your shoulder or your arm because you're big, strong, massive guy.
Okay.
Or gal.
Okay. Okay.
I think that I was trying to think of another event.
I mean,
if I was a
like archery or something, would it
archery,
be the same situation?
Yeah,
gymnastics.
I'd put it on my eye, around my eye, because that's what you use to shoot
sports.
Okay.
Gymnastics? Ooh, gymnastics. Where would I put it? That one I would probably put on my butt cheek, because I think, you know, when you're performing, you definitely, those outfits are small and your cheeks kind of slip out a little bit. And so they'd still be able to see it when you perform, but then you could hide it the rest of the time. Like, you don't always want to just show up places and be like, hey, I'm an Olympian. Look at this.
That's a good point.
Tom
suggests your lower back, Kevin.
Oh, what do you think about that? Would be if I was on the Olympic basketball team.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Do I say hi to you again if we already said hi? How does this work?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
It doesn't feel right. Oh, man. Tom also says that I need barbed wire around my biceps.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I guess if I was an Olympian, that's probably what I would do.
You wouldn't even put on the Olympic tattoo. You'd just put the barbed wire.
Why not both?
Yeah, you could. You could have both, Steve. Yeah.
I feel like some of them have used that as like a border type of situation.
Okay. I haven't seen a lot of those, but I'll believe you.
I might be making that up. I have no idea. So yesterday, Kevin, you know how we do commercials?
Yes.
With Steve Hawk for the station.
Yeah, absolutely.
For whatever. And we also, sometimes we help our friends in TV out as well. Recording for commercials.
It's a very one-way street.
So yesterday, Steve Hawk, he asked me, he said, hey, you mind, can I borrow your voice for a little bit of something? And I said, yeah, sure, you know? And it was, I guess it's going to be on TV, and it's like a little schedule situation of the local schools. And I guess it'll be updated.
Oh, like when schools go back or whatever?
Yeah, like a football or... I don't know, basketball or something, like maybe
probably
all sports.
Football. Seems like we'd try to start. Oh, is it like when they start their practices or something?
I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know.
I think it's games, but maybe not.
That would make sense.
But it's going to be for all the local like colleges, universities, or some of them at least.
Oh, then that would be, that would definitely be games.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, Gonzaga and Whitworth and
Gonzaga football is huge. You got to get over there, Steve.
So, well, maybe not football.
No, we can get you a field pass for Gonzaga football.
Oh, I'm excited now. Thanks, Kevin. And then you're going to show me in the basement here of where to go and all that stuff. Okay. Well, anyway, so it was what he wanted me to do was just say the different schools at different speeds, different inflections, that type of thing.
Did you make it more difficult than it needed to be?
Absolutely.
That's a Steve specialty.
So
he gets it done, but there's a lot of, what about, I mean, is this okay? Jeez.
Yeah. So he wanted me to go like EWU, 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 like all that stuff.
Right.
So we're going through all the different schools. We get to Whitworth and he goes, okay, give me a couple, you know, two or three different things. So I said, okay. So, you know, I go Whitworth. And then I go Whitworth.
Whitworth.
Yeah, that's not how you like say things. But I thought it was kind of funny. He laughed about it. We almost saved the audio, but he was laughing over it, so we couldn't.
Yeah, Steve, I don't think anyone says, I'm going to go to Whitworth football.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Back in the day when I first moved out of the house, it was like a two-time-a-week thing, like I would call on a Wednesday and Saturday.
Right.
Kevin James.
And then...
You're a planner. You gotta designate the time.
That's right. And then my dad was like, I think we could cut it back to one.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, what do you say? A little audio vault time?
I'm listening.
Okay, I bet you are. So there's a movie coming out. I guess it's called The Instigators. You hear about this one?
I have not.
Okay, I think it's with Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, and possibly some others. Well, definitely some others, but...
Well, I did see that they've been doing some like media tour, or whatever you call that.
I think you would call it a media tour.
Yeah, like where they're out promoting something, so that would make sense.
Okay, so that's the movie. And I guess Casey Affleck is behind it in some way, if he's, I don't know, directing or whatever he's doing. But he was trying to get Matt Damon to be a part of the movie. And, well, kind of interesting hearing how he actually, like, got him to be a part of it.
Finally got smart, and I sent the script to Lucy. And Lucy read it right away, which Matt never does. And she was like, this is really good. I think Matt should be in it.
Is that his wife?
Yeah, that's his wife.
So he just sent it to the wife. I mean, that's...
That did the trick, apparently. And now he's in the movie.
Super fair, yeah. But, I mean, great move on Casey Affleck to go, well, I know how to get him to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it worked, and now he's in the movie, and, well, as they say, the rest is history. So there you go. Did you see that Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg were
lovers?
Exploring? No. Well, I guess you didn't see that either, did you?
No, but they are the oddest couple.
They certainly are, and they are both of them are in Paris, and they've done some things on NBC for the coverage of that, and... kind of some interesting things. This interaction, though, might be my favorite thing that they've done together so far in Paris, at least.
Put your napkin on your lap. You have that beautiful white suit, and you don't want to drop anything on it. Will you eat that?
No, Daffy Duffy.
I knew this would happen. It's tartar.
Tartar? No way. Is this a tortilla?
This is, you're going to love the next dish.
Oh, wow. What is it? Chicken wings?
Escargot.
Uh-oh.
What are escargots?
Snails.
Just put it in your mouth.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No. Call me a Phil.
You're such a wimp.
I mean, she's trying to get him to be sophisticated. And he'll sound like it hurt him to try to eat a snail.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no.
I don't know what my most favorite part about that is. His no. Like reaction, kind of like a kid not wanting to try something, or Martha Stewart calling Snoop Dogg a wimp.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around. I mean, they do. It's an odd relationship,
isn't it?
They're enjoyable.
I guess I don't know. But no, they definitely are, and I hope they do more of that before the Olympics wraps up, which is what, just a week from today.
Yeah, no, we're the 11th, so we're 5 days away.
Oh, yeah, 5 days away.
Now. Sunday.
Yeah, that's it's over. Crazy. It seems like it just started not that long ago, which is crazy. Let's see.
It did.
What else we got here? You want to hear what Chris Lane has to say, Kevin?
Chris Lane? I love Chris Lane.
All right, let's hear what he has to say.
I think in such a weird time in our country, honestly, a dark time in our country, we need more people to stand up and be a light and to speak truth. And I think this world could use a whole lot more of that. Just love in general.
Yeah. He's a positive guy.
He is.
Yeah. Have you've met Chris Lane. You've talked to him a little bit.
Yeah.
He seems like he has a
Do you know that he
energy?
Is married to a girl who went to Whitworth? The college that you can't pronounce? Did you know that?
I can pronounce it. I just can't say it correctly, apparently.
Yeah, Chris Lane's wife went to Whitworth.
Did she really?
She sure did.
Okay. Is she from here or from the area?
No.
Okay. She just went to
think
Whitworth.
So.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. She was also on The Bachelor.
Right.
You know that show? Lauren Bushnell is her name.
She won the show, or whatever you want to call it.
She's from Portland originally.
Okay, okay. So close. I mean, that's kind of the area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not consider... what do you consider
the
area?
No, Portland's the area. I mean, okay. I mean, it's the Northwest, but it's not our area.
Okay. That's
sorry,
fair.
Portland, you can't have us.
That's fair. You want me to do one more, Kevin? Can we squeeze one more in, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. So this is actually out where Jay is, and I guess he used to, or sometimes he goes to WeFest, which is the big country festival.
He does. He's gone to WeFest every year. This year is the first year they're not going because of Emma's wedding.
Okay. Well, there was a little bit of, a little bit of a situation at WeFest this year in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota with Carly Pierce.
If you're going to be a then you're going to have to say it to me out of my show. Somebody get him out of here. Get out of my show. That is the first time I have ever sent somebody out of one of my shows, and I do not believe that he should have been in my show if he's going to speak to me like that.
Steve, I saw the video of that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was from WeFest.
Okay, yeah, it happened
she
the other day.
She is mad, like shaking mad. I don't know what the guy said, what he did, but she is like mad. Like, he's lucky she was on stage.
Right. No, I mean, she doesn't
sound
happy.
She would have come down there and just let him have it.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, and I don't know what he said. The guy didn't really seem to fight it. Like, he turned around and just walked out with the security guards. But, yeah, she was hot.
Okay. I didn't see the video, but just based on that, it's like, oh boy. And it seems, is it me or is it... seem like it's more and more common that we're seeing people being kicked out of concerts like this.
Yeah,
like,
and I don't know why it is. I don't know if it's because artists just decided, you know what? We're not going to put up with it. Or it doesn't really make sense that they can hear better. I mean, because I think people have always been able to hear people who are close.
Hmm.
Or do we just have dumber people in the audience? That could be it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Drink it out of the cup, and then lick the inside of the cup.
Right.
Like you do with a Jello shot, you know, when you get your tongue
down
in there. I
don't, but I understand what you're saying.
Kevin James.
Oh, producer Steve, have you done a Jello shot?
I have, and that's what you're supposed to do, but not what I've done.
What do you do?
Well, just struggle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday. This part of the Jay and Kevin Show is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Yes, thank you to them. And Steve, just listening back to that thing about you doing a Jello shot.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'd like to see it.
It's a struggle, man.
Is it?
Well, for me.
I do. I like doing Jello shots. I mean, obviously, I don't do them now because I don't really drink, but...
Well, you could still do the Jello.
I could do a Jello shot without any booze in it. We actually need to do that on a Friday show. We need to bring in Jello shots without the non-alcoholic Jello shots and just see how everybody does a Jello shot.
Yeah. Well, the problem
is the trouble? You can't get your tongue to go around them and just pop them in there?
Yeah, it's
How come?
I don't know. It's just
let me see your tongue. Is it? Oh, yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
Why not?
Can you make it pointy, kind of?
What do you mean, like a hot dog? Yeah.
Like you're going to use it more as... No, not roll it.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing?
I'm making it more pointy so that you can use it to maybe clear the Jello out of the... cup, whatever, the shot, whatever it is.
The plastic
container.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to work on it.
Okay.
Not that...
I don't know what you're trying to make me do.
I don't know. I was just trying to make your tongue so it's more useful. So that it can get down in there and scoop the Jello out.
All right.
And I'm no Jello shot expert. Don't get me wrong. There's probably someone listening right now. If you are a Jello shot expert, please feel free to call. Okay. And we would take instructions on how to do it properly.
I mean,
so that we can teach Steve.
I feel like there's different approaches, right? There's not necessarily one correct way of doing it.
That is true. Yeah. But I do think the tongue is vital.
Well, yes, it's a very
important
part.
In the ways
that
I've seen it. I mean... there's always the people who do it with their finger, and I'm like, get that out of there.
Yeah, well.
Get your finger out of there. It's not what we need.
It's not finger food, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Steve, I've never tried to pretend that I'm an Olympian in any way, shape, or form, but
okay.
This is something I have talked about in the past, and I do think that a lot of people lie about it.
Being Olympians?
No, about a certain thing that the Olympians have finally proven to me that all along I was just being an Olympic athlete. Let's listen to this audio clip of what Olympic athletes actually do.
There's pee in the pool before competition.
Yes.
You say you don't pee in the pool, you're lying, because everybody's doing it a lot more than you think.
There's only the people who tell the truth and the liars, so everybody pees in a pool.
Yes, there's no time for me to get out and to go pee regular, so yes, it's a thing we all do.
I'm not answering that question.
Okay.
Steve, I'm basically an Olympic athlete.
You are.
I mean, all the people in the Olympics pee in the pool. So let's just relax about it, everybody.
Or they're just liars.
You think they're lying, saying that they pee in the pool?
Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. No.
That doesn't work out that way. Yeah. I think they would lie if they say, oh, no, I don't. It makes so much sense. You think about they're in their, you know, stuff. They're ready to go. They have to. Of course they got to pee in the pool.
Yeah.
Now, I understand it's a little different if I'm in a pool at a house where I can just get out, walk in, and go to the bathroom.
You're at your brother's place or something.
Yeah, like that probably, I shouldn't probably do it. But, you know, I it's the first time I've ever felt like an Olympic athlete where I've done something that's like, oh, yeah, I do that just like the Olympic athletes do.
Mm. Now, you felt that before you heard this?
No, that was the first I'd ever heard of it. I'd never thought about it.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it makes sense, right? That they do have to go to the bathroom sometimes before a race.
Right, right.
And that they're not getting out of the pool to go do it. You imagine they get ready to start and they're like, hold on, time out. I've got to run in and go to the bathroom. They're not letting you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just jump on in and do your thing.
Yes. Well, that's why they have the warm-up pool.
Yeah. Boy, that thing's probably dirtier than the Seine River. Is that possible?
Olympic joke.
Yeah, that river has been nothing but trouble, hasn't it?
That's what they keep on saying.
Yeah, they just keep saying it's too dirty, it's this, it's that. Athletes, somebody got sick from it, right?
Oh, did that happen? I didn't realize that.
I think so, yeah. What? Someone in like the triathlon or something got sick from the water.
Oh, that's no fun.
Or maybe they got sick from running a marathon, biking, and swimming. I mean, maybe that's what made them sick.